请我们翻开《传道书》第九章。
Let's turn our Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书九章十节第一句话。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, the first part of verse 10.
凡你手所当做的事，要尽力去做。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might.
早上我们有一起学习了什么是我们手所应当做的。
This morning we study what our hands ought to do.
那让我们再一次来想一下什么是当下我们的手应当做的。
So let's think about again what is it that our hands should do?
好，我们请再看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必能得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是当时的机会。
Verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
在这一节这么长的一个经节啊，主要在告诉我们人需要这个时间还有机会。
Even though this is a very long verse, the essence is in the end where it says, as humans, we need time and chance.
如果我们觉得这是一个好机会，那么这个机会就是我们所要尽力去做的。
If we find a good opportunity, then we should hold on to that opportunity and make the best of it.
有时候人家会问我们说，你还在等什么？
Sometimes people would ask us, what are you still waiting for?
有时候我们问别人说，你在等什么？
Sometimes we would ask someone else, what are you waiting for?
我们在等时间，在等机会。
We're waiting for time and the right chance.
这个机会常常会改变我们的人生。
An opportunity could drastically change our life.
大家都在想要得着好的机会。
Everyone want to look for a good opportunity.
真的生活上许多的层面真的是要有好的机会。
And yes, indeed, in many aspects of our life, we need opportunities.
一些成功的人常常是因为他们有了好的机会，他们尽力去做。
Many people work hard, and become successful because they, made the best of their opportunities.
那谁在支配这个机会？
Question is, who is in control of opportunities?
当然是这位神，他在支配着、掌控着所谓的机会。
Obviously, it is God who is in control and who decides on opportunities.
那有这样子的认识跟相信，那我们的人生呢，会过得更踏实。
If we believe and have the understanding that God is in control, then we could live our life more fully.
我们请看诗篇三十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms number 31.
诗篇三十一篇第五节。
Psalms number 31, verse 5.
第五节，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里，主诚实的神啊，你救赎了我。
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, my God of truth.
十五节
，verse 15，
我终身的事在你手中，求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人。
My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
这两节它的意思就是我们可以将我们的一切我们一生的事情交在神的手中。
According to these two verses, we could give all of our time and everything in our life into God's hand.
这个对人来讲是一个很大的福气。
This, in fact, is a great blessing that we have as humans.
虽然我们总是想尽办法的要来操纵自己的人生。
Even though we work hard to take control of our own life.
但是我们发现呢，那是非常的，非常的辛苦，非常的，甚至愁烦的一件事情。
But we soon discover that it takes a lot of hard work and it's very stressful to try to be in control.
那将自己的一生交在别人的手中，那也是我们很难去做得到，我们也会很不甘愿。
At the same time, it is very difficult, and we would be very reluctant to give our life onto someone else's hand.
纵然是父母亲跟儿女啊，儿女也不希望是父母亲来操纵他的一生。
Even if we're talking about between parents and children, children don't want to necessarily give up their entire life into the hands of their parents.
但是事实上，如果有人他来操纵我们的一生，我们的人生会变得很轻松。
But if you think about it, if someone is in charge of every aspect of our life would actually be very easy.
那其实这个神是我们可以这样子来把我们的一生交在他手中的。
Well, God is somebody whom we could entrust our life with.
这就是那么多的古圣徒啊，他们人生的结论就是把我们的一生交在他手中。
Therefore, this is a conclusion of many old saints, that is, we could give unto our life into God's hand.
那我们回到机会的这个问题。
Now, let's come back to the question about opportunities.
既然机会是神给的，那我们需要来了解一下神如何将机会来给我们。
If opportunities come from God, then we need to think about under what circumstances will he give us opportunity.
那再来就是我们如何来把握住这个机会。
The second question to think about is how can we hold on to these opportunities?
所以传道书九章的十节、十一节啊，这两个经节是互相有关系的。
Verses Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verses 10 and 11 are related.
知道我们首当做什么事。
We need to first know what we have to do, what we should do.
什么是我们的机会。
What are our opportunities?
然后我们进一步的努力的去做。
Then we could work hard with all of our might.
那当然我们也可以来看一下一个把握住机会的人，那么他会有什么结果。
We'll also take a look at the outcome of somebody who knows how to make best of their opportunities.
神如何将机会来赐给人。
So the first question, how does God give us opportunity?
有一种是很特别的、特殊的，神将机会给人。
Sometimes God will grant a special opportunity to people.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
《使徒行传》第十章二十三节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 23.
二十三节，彼得就请他们进来住了一宿，七日起身和他们同去，还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。
Verse 23, then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him.
这是彼得他接待那个哥尼流所差派来的人。
Here, Peter received the men that were sent by Cornelius.
然后隔天他就跟这些人一起到要去哥尼流的家。
The next day, he got up and wanted to go along with the Cornelius messengers.
这个是跟彼得平常的生活是这个不是他一般的生活。
And this is out of the ordinary. This is not part of Peter's normal daily life.
因为这些人是非犹太人，所谓的外邦人。
Because these are non-Jews, they're so-called Gentiles.
彼得他是不会跟外邦人来打交道的。
Peter normally does not associate with Gentiles.
那为什么这一次他会这么做？
But why did he decide to do this?
因为神已经给他的启示。
Because God has already revealed to him.
神告诉他，你要接待这些人，你要跟这些人一起去。
God told him that you must receive these people and you must follow them.
神，这个主耶稣很清楚的这样告诉他。
The Lord Jesus very clearly instructed Peter to do so.
所以这个是很特殊性的一次神所赐的机会。
So this was a very special opportunity given by God.
那我们都知道这一整段的事情。
I think we're all very familiar with the story.
这个彼得到了哥尼流的家，他传福音给哥尼流他们这一群人。
When Peter arrived in Cornelius' house, he began to preach to his family.
那这一群人他们领受圣灵也受了洗。
This group of people received baptism and received the Holy Spirit.
所以也称为他们这个领受了神的道，领受了生命。
They received the word of God and they received life.
这是神给彼得传福音给非犹太人的一个特别的机会。
This was an extraordinary opportunity that God gave Peter so that he could preach to the Gentiles.
那这是一个对当时的教会来讲是一个 很重要的一个转折点。
This was a very important turning point for the church at that time.
那为什么能够有这样的一个突破？
Why was there such a breakthrough in the church evangelical effort?
就是主耶稣的福音不是只有给犹太人，要给所有的人。
The breakthrough was that Jesus' salvation was not only to be given to the Jews, but also to all Gentiles.
因为主耶稣给彼得这一次特殊的机会。
Because it was a turning point because Jesus gave Peter this extraordinary opportunity.
那带来了以后福音广传的一个很深很远的影响力。
And this incident gave future evangelism a strong influence.
我们请看《使徒行传》十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章第六节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 6.
第六节，使徒和长老聚会商议这个事情。
Verse 6, now the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter.
他们有一个重要的事情在耶路撒冷来讨论。
There is a very important matter that to be discussed in Jerusalem.
就是这些非犹太人他们信耶稣之后在生活当中他们需不需要守犹太人的律法。
The debate was, should the Gentiles who believe in Jesus continue to obey the Jewish laws?
特别比如说这个割礼的事情。
Specifically, do they need to be circumcised?
因为有人说如果不受割礼那就不能得救。
Because some said that if you are not circumcised, you cannot be saved.
但是得救是靠主耶稣的救恩并不是靠割礼。
But some understand that salvation comes through the grace of God. It is not dependent on circumcision.
所以第六节就讲到他们特别召开在耶路撒冷的这个会议。
So in verse 6, it says that they had a special meeting in Jerusalem.
第七节
Verse 7.
辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信。
Verse 7. And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe.
那这个彼得他是在当时的教会被尊敬的一位使徒。
At that time, Peter was a well-respected apostle in the church.
所以当然他讲的话是既有说服力，既有影响力。
His words were obviously influential and carry some significant weight.
那在这里他就来讲到他传福音给哥尼流这些人的一个经验。
At this time of dispute, Peter reiterated his experience of preaching to Cornelius.
再看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
他们住了身，雅各就说：“诸位弟兄们，请听我的话。”
And after they became silent, James answered, saying, "Men and brethren, listen to me."
所以彼得讲了他的经验，他的观察。
So Peter articulated his experience in his observation.
然后接着保罗、巴拿巴他们也讲他们传福音给外邦人。的这些事迹。
Barnabas and Paul follow Peter and also spoke of their experience of preaching to the Gentiles.
所以另外一个人物就是这个雅各他就来做综合大家的所说的来做下结论。
Now another key figure, James, is about to give a summary and a conclusion of what had been said.
就这些非犹太人他们信耶稣之后到底要不要守摩西的律法。
To answer the question whether or not these non-Jews Christians need to obey the laws of the Jews.
那再来就是有什么哪些事情是他们要留意要去遵守的。
And what they must pay attention to in terms of observance as a Christian.
那这样大家都同意了，以后传福音的事情就不会再有争执。
Once there's a consensus about what they ought to do as a body, then there will be no more dispute in this regard.
再请看十六章第四节。
Let's read verse 16, verse 4.
第四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
Verse 4, and as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decree to keep, which were determined by the apostles, elders at Jerusalem.
那当时的资讯没有今天的发达，所以他们要靠着人到各处去把这个结论来跟大家说明。
Because at that time, the telecommunication technology was not as advanced as it is today, they needed to send messengers through many different cities to deliver the message.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
于是众教会信心耶和华坚固，人数天天加增。
So the churches were strengthened in faith and increased in numbers.
主耶稣给彼得那一次的机会。
Remember, Jesus gave Peter that special extraordinary opportunity.
那彼得他就努力的去做他眼前所应该做的事情。
And Peter did what he ought to do, what was before him.
他真的到了哥尼流的家里。
He went ahead to and traveled to Cornelius' house.
他把主耶稣的福音来向他们介绍。
He introduced the salvation of Jesus to these Gentiles.
他看到圣灵也降在这些外邦人的身上。
He witnessed how the Holy Spirit descended on the Gentiles the same way.
所以圣灵感动他，让他知道主耶稣也接纳这些非犹太人。
So the Holy Spirit made it very clear to Peter that Jesus has also accepted these Gentiles as his believers.
所以他就进一步的为他们施洗。
And so he went ahead and baptized them.
那在这个重要的会议的时候，他也能够把这一次的经验感想来说出来。
And in this critical meeting, he was able to articulate his past experience and his reflection.
那这是一种特别特殊的一个机会。
So this was an extraordinary opportunity.
如果需要的时候，神也会给我们这种特殊性的机会。
Today, if it is necessary, God will also give us these type of a special opportunity.
那当然，常常我们弟兄姐妹的传福音的见证呢，就是这样子的见证。
And if we listen to the testimony of our brothers and sisters in terms of how they evangelize, we often hear these type of extraordinary opportunities.
因为神在带领人，真的常常是非常的奇妙的。
Because the way God guides His people is really quite wondrous.
好，那接下来我们再来谈神如何很普遍性的将机会来赐给我们。
Now I want to also talk a little bit about some generic opportunities that God gives to all people.
神常常借着人或者事情把机会赐给我们。
God will often give opportunities to us through some events or some people around us.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28。
二十八节，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
机会能够改变我们的人生。
Opportunities.Could change our life.
机会能够改变很多的事情。
Opportunities could change many things.
所以神一定会将机会来赐给我们。
So God will definitely give us opportunities.
尤其当我们努力来过着爱神的生活。
Particularly when we try hard to live a life that's loving God.
所以这个经节来提醒我们，机会神会借着万事，这里说万事互相效力。包括事情，包括人，神将机会来赐给爱神的人。
This verse says that all things work together, so God will use things or people around us to give us good, to give us opportunity.
有一个弟兄他在见证他怎么来信主。
A brother once testified as to how he came to believe in the Lord.
那就在有一次。这个晚上这个快要晚上的时候，他姐姐不晓得为什么突然跟他争吵。
He recalled one early evening, his sister decided, began a dispute, began a fight with him.
那一次他的姐姐又反应得特别激烈。
And he also remembered that evening, his sister was very emotional.
那因为这个爸爸妈妈他们是差不多 十几二十岁哈，那爸爸妈妈都不在家。
At that time, they were already in their late teens, and their parents were not around.
哦，那这个姐姐不晓得为什么一直赶她离开，赶要把她赶出去。
And he remembered that night, his older sister keep on trying to kick him out of the house.
哦，那种情形就是他非得现在赶快出去不可。
And he had no choice that night but to leave.
那一段时间他刚好在我们教会慕道。
During that period of time, he was seeking the truth in the church.
那一天晚上他本来没有打算来教会。
That evening, he had not planned to come to church.
哦，那因为遇到这个事情，晚上了他到哪里去？他想一想，哎，今天晚上教会在布道会。啊，那我去教会好了。
Because he had nowhere to go that evening, he remembered that there's an evangelical service in the church. He said, "Well, since I have nowhere else to go, I'll go to church."
哦，结果那一天晚上他来了，他得了圣灵。
That evening when he came to church, he received the Holy Spirit.
哦，这个对他追求信仰是有一个更进一步的啊，更实际的一个体验。
This gave him a more personal experience about faith.
这个就是借着人跟事情，神给他一个机会。
So, this is how God gave him an opportunity through people and through some things.
哦，他没有刻意的要跟姐姐争辩到底。
Even though he wasn't trying to fight with his sister.
哦，他退后一步啊，我离开一下，让姐姐能够安静啊，这个安静下来。
He thought a good way to resolve the conflict is by leaving the scene.
哦，不能够说是主耶稣故意让他姐姐这么生气。
Well, can we say that it was God who provoked his sister?
不是的。
No.
哦，那纵然他遇到这样的事情，因为他肯让步。
But because he's willing to yield,
那就成为他认识主耶稣的一次好的机会。
It became a wonderful opportunity for him to get to know the Lord.
那所以就是，当神要给我们机会的时候，我们怎么来抓住机会
？So the next question we need to ask is, when God gives us opportunity, how can we make good use of these opportunities?、
哦、就是回到传道书九章第十节。
We need to return back to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.、
哦、我们手所当做的，我们要尽力去做。
Whatever our hands find to do, we should do it with our might.、
哦、那个弟兄他想一下。那我离开了家，现在是晚上，我到底去哪里？
This brother said to himself, "Well, it's nighttime now. I have to leave the house. Where should I go?"
哦，我可以到热闹的地方去逛一逛。
He could go to the night market.
啊，或者赶快打电话找找看有没有朋友的家，我可以去一下。
He could call up his friends and find some shelters there.
哦，那当然，他有接到邀请，教会在布道会。我也可以去教会。
And of course, I'm sure he received invitation about church evangelical service, so that's another option.、
哦、他衡量了一下，我应该做的事情是去参加布道会。
And he thought about it, evaluated the options, and decided to go to church.
我们看到这些古圣徒，他们之所以有一个不一样的人生，也常常是因为他们神给他们机会。
If we look at the saints in the Bible and why they have a notable life, it's mainly because God has given them opportunities.
哦，借着人，借着事情，给他们机会。
Through people, through things around them, God gave them opportunities.
然后很重要的，他们有抓住机会。
And more importantly, they made good use of these opportunities.
我们都承认约瑟。他是一个成功的人物。
I'm sure we all agree that Joseph is a successful person.
哦，那他也是一样，是抓住，是有机会又抓住机会。
He was a person who had opportunities and who made the best of his opportunities.
啊，请看创世纪三十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章十二节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 12.
十二节，约瑟的哥哥们往示剑去，放他父亲的羊。
Verse 12, then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem.
约瑟的哥哥们不在家里，他们在外面放羊。
Joseph's brothers were not home; they were tending the sheep.
耶瑟在家里陪着爸爸。
Joseph, on the other hand, was accompanying his father at home.
13节。
Verse 13.
以色列对耶瑟说：“你哥哥们不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。”耶瑟说：“我在这里。
”Verse 13. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them." So he said to him, "Here I am."
这里讲到一件事情，这个做爸爸的突然想念那些在外头的儿子。
So here we see that the father suddenly thought about his sons who were outside.
那他们家里或许也有应该有其他的仆人。
They probably have other servants in the house.
但是这个做爸爸的却要这个儿子他所爱的儿子耶瑟说你去看哥哥们。
But this father wanted his beloved son Joseph to go out to visit his brothers.
那我们知道这整个故事，这是一个重要的开始。
We know that this is a beginning of a very important series of events.
有耶瑟的出去，才会有接下来的那一连串的事情。
Because Joseph went out to look for his brother, then the rest of the story happened.
今天我们从第三者来看，这就是一个机会。
From a third person's perspective, looking back into history, we see that this was a key opportunity.
但是对当时的耶瑟来讲，他其实他没有想到，一定没有去想到说这是一个机会。
But I'm sure to Joseph at that time, he didn't necessarily think that visiting his brother is an opportunity.
这只是爸爸的一个想念，那爸爸想要耶瑟去看看哥哥们好不好。
He probably thought this is a wish of his father. This is something that his father wanted him to do.
那虽然他不知道这是一个机会。
Even though he didn't know this was an opportunity.
但是我们来看，这的确是一个机会。
But from our perspective now, it's clear it was a new opportunity.
那为什么耶瑟，他虽然不知道这是一个机会，但是他抓住机会。
Even though Joseph didn't know it was an opportunity, how was it that he was able to hold on or to make use of this opportunity?
很简单的，就是眼前应该做什么，他努力的去做。
Simply put, he did what he was supposed to do, what was right before him.
为什么这是他应该做的事？
Why was this something that he was supposed to do?
对他个人来讲，应该是他不想做的。
Probably for him.For selfish reasons, this is probably not a good thing for him.
因为哥哥们并不喜欢他，并不欢迎他。
Because he knew that his brother didn't like him very much. They didn't welcome him.
但是从父母亲，从孝顺的这个观点来看，他是应该去做。
However, from the perspective of honoring his parents, this was something he was supposed to do.
这样就抓住了机会。
So he held on to that principle and that opportunity.
所以今天我们如何去抓住机会？
So today, how do we hold on to how do we make use of opportunities?
不一定需要知道说这个是机会。
We don't necessarily have to be able to recognize the opportunities before us.
因为我们人真的很有限。
Because as humans, we're very limited.
我们没有办法看那么远。
We're not able to see into the future.
但是我们可以看到现在。
What we can see is the present.
就是这么简单的原则。
This is a very simple principle.
这是我应该做的，我就努力去做。
If this is something I'm supposed to do, and I will try my best to do what I ought to do.
抓住机会带来怎样的结果？
So what will happen if we make use of our opportunities?
这个耶瑟他等于拯救了整个家族。
Well, Joseph ended up saving his entire clan of people.
其实这还不是最重要的。
Well, that's in fact not even the most important thing.
他对神的认识是更深入。
By making use of this opportunity, he came to know God even at a deeper level.
一个更认识神的人，才能够成为一个更敬畏神的人。
A person who understands God more can be a person who fears God more.
我们请看创世纪五十章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章。
Genesis
十九节。
Verse
十九节。耶瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
Verse 19, Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?"
这是一个真正认识神、敬畏神的人。
Joseph was indeed a person who fears God and who knows God.
神所要成就的事情不是我的能力。
What God wished to accomplish is not something I could do on my own.
神所要完成的事情也不是我能够阻挡的。
What God wished to accomplish is not something I could I could oppose.
好，我跟大家都一样，都是很有限的。
I am a human being as well. I am very limited.
好，我能够看到现在，我没有办法看到将来。
I could only see what is present. I cannot see into the future.
二十节。
Verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is today to save many people alive.
你们也是一样，没有办法看那么远的。
Well, you guys can't see the future either.
你们只是存心的一直想要找我麻烦，甚至要报复我。
You guys wanted to hurt me. You guys wanted to avenge.
我们不能够说为了约瑟的成功，神故意让这些哥哥们恨约瑟，害约瑟。
It wouldn't be right to say that God made his brother evil in order to do something good for Joseph.
我们只能够说，虽然这些哥哥们怀的是不好的意念，但是神还是掌控一切。
What we can say is that even though his brother had evil intentions toward Joseph, but God is able to make all things work together for the good of Joseph.
我们不能够随意的说，我遇到这个不好的事情，这是神安排的。
It is not right for us to say that whatever tragedy that comes in our life is because it comes from God.
有时候是我们自己去惹来的。
Sometimes it's because of our own fault that we're in trouble.
有些时候是有人故意的加诸于我们身上。
And sometimes the bad things that happen to us came from people who had bad intention for us.
但是我们有一个很平安的心，就是无论如何，我的神他还是掌控一切。
But regardless of what happens around us, we could be at peace within our heart because we know that ultimately God is in control.
可能这里头是一个机会。
Perhaps there's blessings in disguise.
只要我看眼前我应该做什么，我就努力去做。
All I need to care about is do my best in the situation that I'm in.
那么神他自然就他神就有那个能力让那个结果是好的。
And God has the ability and the power to turn whatever is before us into a good thing.
大卫也是一个成功的人。
David was also a very successful man.
那当然，神也借着人跟事情给他机会。
God also gave him opportunities to men and to other people and things.
那当然，他也抓住了这个机会。
He also made good use of his opportunities.
请看撒母耳记上十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章十七节。
1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 17.
十七节，一日，耶西对他儿子大卫说：“你拿一花烘了的穗子和四个饼，速速的送到营里去，交给你哥哥们。”
Then Jesse said to his son David, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dry grain and these ten loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp."
十八节，再拿这十块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。
And carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them.
这个也是大卫他的机会的开始。
This is also beginning of David's opportunities.
对大卫来讲，这也只是一个平常的事情。对他来讲，他没有想到这是什么，他这是一个机会。
To David, he probably didn't know that this was a golden opportunity, and he probably saw this was an ordinary thing.
所以他也是眼前，这是爸爸要我做的事情，爸爸觉得很要紧，所以我就应该努力的去做。
What was before him is the father's wishes, and he sees how eager his father is, therefore he honored his father and did it.
所以再回到那个简单而重要的那一句话。手所当做的就尽力去做。
It comes back to that very simple principle in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. That is, we should whatever our hands find to do, we should do it with all of our might.
好，再看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未收割里的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？”
Verse 26. Then David spoke to men who stood by, saying, What shall be done for the man who killed this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
当时所有的人都面对着哥利亚。
At that time, all men were facing Goliath.
好，所以常常其实机会常常也是啊是大家都一样的。
Actually, if you think about it, the opportunity is there for everyone.
哦，只是能不能去抓到这个机会。
The question is whether or not you will make use of that opportunity.
这么多的人，但是只有大卫呢？他觉得说，怎么可以让这个非利士人这样子来亵渎神
？There were so many people there, but David was the only person who felt this, this zeal to defeat the Philistine.
哦，谁能够除掉哥利亚，谁就是以色列人的英雄。
Whoever could kill Goliath will become the hero in Israel.
哦，在场的每一个战士。都有这个机会去跟哥利亚征战。
All the soldiers and the warriors who were standing there had the same opportunity.
这都是他们当下应该做的事情。
In fact, these are all things that they ought to do as soldiers.
那么为什么都没有人敢做，只有大卫敢做
？Why is it that no one dared to confront Goliath except David?
好，我们请看三十六节。
Let's read verse 36.
三十六节。大卫说：“你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人，像永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。”
Your servant had killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.
大卫因为敬畏神，他觉得说一定要有人去跟哥利亚征战。
Out of his fear for God, David felt that somebody had to go out and fight this Philistine.
哦，那因为大卫敬畏神。
Because David feared God.
也因为他敬畏神，所以呢，他对神有信心。
And because of his fear of God, he also have confidence in God.
他去数算他过去的恩典。
He thought about how God blessed him in the past.
他就想到神是如何的帮助他。
He remembered how God had helped him.
所以他就能够跟扫罗请求说，让我去跟哥利亚征战。
Therefore, he requested Saul to let him go out and fight Goliath.
这是当下一件应该去做、应该尽力去做的事情。
This is something that he ought to do, that he was supposed to do, that was before him.
所以大卫有那个热心去跟哥利亚征战。
This is why David has the zeal or the fervor to go fight Goliath.
但是不要忘记了，要注意眼前应该做的事情，努力去做。
But remember to.Do whatever is before us with all of our might.
这是正式的战争。
This is a 正式的，
就是真的是战争。
This is a real battle.
不但有将军，甚至国王都在，都出来了。
There were not only warriors and generals, but in fact, the king himself was on the battleground.
所以不是说我想要去跟哥利亚征战，我就出去了。
So he did not go out there on his own will.
因为有军队在这里。
Because there's an army there after all.
有将军，有国王。
There were generals and the king was there.
所以大卫当下应该做的事情，包括着他要跟王做请求。
So what was proper for him and appropriate for David was to first ask for permission.
所以他去跟请人去跟扫罗王请求说。我要去跟哥利亚征战。
So he sent someone to King Saul and request that he goes out and fight Goliath.
所以这个这些人物啊，他们能够抓住机会呀，也有这些其实值得我们去学习、去思考的。
So there are definitely things that we could learn and could think about when we look at how biblical characters make use of their opportunity.
应当做的事情。包括着一些细节是应该做的，也应该尽力的去做。
What they ought to do includes some of the minutiae, some of the details. They all pay attention to these appropriate things.
是的，去击杀哥利亚这很重要。
Yes, it is important to go out and fight Goliath.
他怎么能够让他这样子继续来怒骂神？
It is not right for him to continue to defy God.
但是尊重在场的将军、国王。 这个也不能忽略。
But he could not neglect the due respect he should have for the generals and for king.
哦，如何抓住机会
？So how did he hold on, make use of his opportunity?
哦，敬畏神就会让我们抓住机会。
If we fear God, then we will naturally make use of our opportunities.
这个大卫以后能够很顺利的当王。
So eventually David became the king himself.
这个跟他的敬畏神也是有关系。
This was all due to the fact that he feared God.
比如说他有机会杀掉扫罗。
So even though David had the opportunity to kill Saul later on,
他就要想，这个是我眼前我应该去努力去做的吗？
He thought about whether or not this is something that he ought to do.
有些时候有些事情不是我们应该努力去做的。
Although some things are before us, it's not something we're supposed to do.
这个大卫可以努力的躲避扫罗。
David could work hard to flee from Saul.
但是他不能够努力的去除掉扫罗。
But David should not work hard to kill Saul.
那为什么能够有这样的分别分寸？因为他敬畏神。
He knew that that was not his place, and how did he know that? Because he feared God.
所以他的同伴对他说：“哇，这是神给你的机会，除掉扫罗吧。”
So even though his companions, his advisors say, "This is a God-given opportunity. Go ahead and kill Saul."
这个因为敬畏神，大卫就知道不是的，这不是机会。
But David, because of his fear for God, he knew that that was not a God-given opportunity.
有时候。神怎么将机会赐给我们
？How does God give us opportunities today？
有时候神借着我们的环境，让我们去自己制造机会。
Sometimes God will allow us to create our own opportunities through our surrounding.
神是一个创造的神。
God is a God of He's a creator.
我们照着他的形象所造的。
We were created after His image.
所以我们其实也很有创造力。
Therefore, we also have some creativity and the ability to create in us.
那这个机会甚至神也允许我们自己去制造。
In fact, God allows us to create our own opportunities.
我们请看路德记第二章。
Let's turn to Ruth. Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章第二节
Ruth chapter 2 verse 2
第二节摩押女子路德对拿俄米说容我往田间去我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾起麦穗拿俄米说女儿啊你只管去
verse 2 So Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor and she said to her go my daughter
这个是路德他机会的开始。
This is the beginning of Ruth's opportunity.
那是因为他的环境，他自己来制造这个机会。
Based on her circumstances, she created her own opportunity.
那我再强调一次，一开始的时候不一定我们知道这是一个机会。
Let me emphasize the point again. You may not recognize the opportunity, that's before you.
我们通常只是这个做眼前我们应该做的事。
Often, all we're doing is to do our best, in the circumstances that we're in.
因为这时候这个路德只是跟拿俄米在一起。
At this time, Ruth and Naomi, were the only two people in the family.
那在眼前她能够做什么
？What could she do before her?
他们没有耕种。
They did not, have a field.
那现在是收割的时候。
And this is a time of harvest.
在犹太社会里头，允许人跟着收割的人后面去拾起这个剩下的麦穗。
In the Jewish culture at that time, it was permissible for people to follow the farmers to pick up what is left behind in the field.
他当然不可以叫拿俄米说你去捡。
Obviously, Ruth was not in a place to tell.Her mother-in-law to go and glean the grains.
她甚至不能够邀请拿俄米说我们一起去捡。
In fact, it's not her place to even invite her mother-in-law to come along.
是应该她出去捡。
It was her role to go out and make a living.
那一天能够捡多少
How much can she pick the day?
但是这是当下她能够做的。
But this is the only thing she, the only option she has.
那她就努力的去做。
So she tried her best within her limitation.
那我们看这个路德记的记载，她真的也是很认真的在捡这个麦穗。
And based on the recording of the book of Ruth, we see that she really worked hard.
她这个是从早到晚的哈，那很少休息的。
She worked from morning to evening, she hardly ever take any breaks.
那这样子，她就给自己制造了机会。
This is how Ruth created opportunities for herself.
那我们知道这个路德记的美啊，就是在最后那个很美的一个结局。
So we know that this story had a beautiful ending.
所以我们看到的也是她敬畏神。他做他应该做的事情。
So similarly, what we see here is that she feared God and she did is what she was supposed to do.
有时候环境真的很恶劣。
Indeed, sometimes we find ourselves in a very adverse situation.
我们能做的只是一点点。
And there's very little that we can do.
但是我讲过，神他掌控一切。
But remember, we talked about this. God is in control of all things.
就因为我们努力的去做了那一点点，那神就给我们机会。
Sometimes we just have to try our best to do the little thing that we can do, and God will turn that into a blessing.
所以不要去做比较。
So there's no need to compare with others.
比较我们常常就会说，那算了，放弃吧。
We will often give up when we start comparing ourselves with others.
这个路德如果跟收割的人比起来， 我能够捡多少？
If Ruth were to compare herself with the farmers, then she'll realize what she could pick up, is very little.
那再来一件更重要的事情，就是当我们也抓住了机会。
So another thing that's important to think about is after we make use of the opportunities.
当我们抓住了机会，那接下来就是成功。
After we make good use of the opportunities, we could find success.
有时候成功也会让人觉得很烦恼。
Sometimes success will bring some worries to us.
人总是希望把这个成功维持着。
We all want to maintain our success.
那作为一个神的百姓啊，这也不是我们的烦恼。
But as the people of God, we don't have to worry about maintaining or sustaining our success.
我们请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 90.
诗篇九十篇十七节。
Psalm number 90, verse 17.
十七节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功，愿你坚立。
Verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
这个活了一百二十年的摩西，他也深深的知道。这样的一个很有福气的事情。
Moses, who lived 120 years old, understood this important key blessing.
就是我们能够求神来保守我们。
And that is, we could ask God to keep us.
这里他连续两次说，求神坚立我们手所做的功。
So here, two times, he said,we could ask God to establish or to maintain the work of our hands.
有时候保守住那个成功，其实是更困难的。
Sometimes it is harder to maintain our success than it is to actually achieve our success.
我们总不希望说成功然后又垮了。
Nobody wish to see that they would lose their success.
那我们自己常常也不是有把握的。
And we do not know for sure how long we could maintain our success.
但是我们的神他能够为我们来保守。
But our Lord, our God can establish and keep our success for us.
那这真的是又是一个很美妙的福气。
This indeed is a wonderful blessing.
我们最后看创世纪三十一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章四十二节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 42.
四十二节，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必定打发我空手而去， 神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。
Verse 42, unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
这个拉班追雅各，而且追上了。
Laban chased after Jacob, and in fact, he caught up with Jacob.
雅各是不告而别，是很让人生气的。
Obviously, he was very angry because Jacob did not had a proper, did not, Jacob had run away from him.
我们，那这是雅各所说的，如果不是神他的保守，我虽然已经获得很多，但是会马上都没有了。
So here, Jacob realized that even though he has received a lot, but if it weren't for God, he would have lost them all.
雅各也是得到机会，把握住机会。
Jacob had this opportunity, he made good use of his opportunity.
所以他也成功了。
So he was successful.
但是成功也可以一夕之间就毁了。
But here we see that he could have easily lose all of his accumulation and success overnight.
如果不是神的保守，真的就是人的一切都是这么的脆弱。
If it weren't for God's protection, then everything we have is very fragile.
但是感谢赞美神，我们的神常常坚立我们手所做的工。
But we can praise and thank God because He often established the work of our hands.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord help us.
其实这个机会到处都是。
Actually, you can find opportunities almost anywhere.
那只要守住这简单的原则，我们就能抓住机会。
But if we could keep in mind of the simple principles in the Bible, then we could hold on and make use of these opportunities.
这也是做基督徒的一个宝贵的地方。
And this is the wonderful thing about being a Christian.
机会大家都一样。
Everyone has equal opportunity.
只是一个敬畏神的人，他更容易去抓住机会。
But the person who fears God, will be able to make use of these opportunities.
一起唱诗212首。
Let us sing hymn together, number 212.